for my hardships have produced perseverance and character and hope. And we know that's not always the case with hardships. Hardships sometimes can produce shards and brokenness and depletion. But for Paul, he says, I can see that through it all, love has mended the wounds of my heart. There's deep wisdom in that, and when Holly said she was willing to sing this song for us today, to dance to this song, I thought, it's good every once in a while just to reflect for a minute on not only our lives as broken bowls with their fissures and cracks, but this church as a broken bowl. If I were to ask many of you who are here back in the 90s, what church do you go to? Fill in the rest of this sentence. The church that, what would you say? Just think for a minute how many of you would say, the church that got kicked out. There's laughing in the congregation because it's true. The church that got kicked out of the Columbus Baptist Association because we made a courageous decision. You all made a courageous decision back in the 90s to become a welcoming and affirming congregation, and a congregation that did not exclude people from membership or leadership positions in this church because of their gender identity or sexual orientation. I remember going to the biennial, which is the every 2 year meeting of American Baptist Churches one time, the very first biennial I went to as the pastor of this church. And I was being introduced to, I have a brother-in-law who pastors a church in Bloomington, Illinois, and he was introducing me to the moderator of his congregation. And at the time, the moderator, and he said, this is my brother-in-law. He's the pastor of the United Church of Granville, used to be the First Baptist Church of Granville. And the moderator looked at me and he said, so you're the ones who started all this mess. And I said, you're welcome. What can I say? And I thought to myself, what does a lay person in the First Baptist Church of Bloomington, Illinois know about First Baptist Church of Granville, Ohio? And it occurred to me again, this church has an amazing history. It was the very first church to be expelled from a local region in limbo, taken to the national denominational level for adjudication about what was going to happen, accepted as an American Baptist church in limbo at the national level before being adopted by another region, the first church of its kind in our denomination. It's a historic congregation, and people around this country know of us, for better or for worse. They know this congregation and its story. Before I was ever the pastor here, I held a great respect and esteem for this congregation when I was serving in Dayton. And I think sometimes we forget that we're a congregation that is important, and not just here in Licking County because of the kind of witness that we have, but around the nation amongst other people who recognize this as a symbol that there can be a diverse group of local churches in the American Baptist Churches USA, a very important congregation. When we go to the Gay Pride Parade in Columbus, every year we pass a certain corner, and I don't know the corner of the streets, but when we pass that corner, you know the shout that goes up, right? It's Granville! When they see our banner, because we were the first church to participate in the Gay Pride Parade in Columbus. But this came at a price to us, and we need to acknowledge that. It came at a price. When this church took that stand, people left. There was a loss of beloved friends at the beginning, and there were articles in the paper, critical, shaming, name-calling, nasty articles in the paper and on television, hate mail. And we were protested here by people from the Westboro Baptist Church group. There were cracks and fissures amongst community members around that. It was a painful experience. And then as a home for people who had been excluded by their other churches. A number of new people came into the congregation, and they came from all sorts of different backgrounds. They weren't just progressive theologically, all of the folks who came in. They might have been from very conservative churches where they took a very literalist reading of the Bible. Maybe this church for years had said, you know, sacrificial metaphors of salvation and the atonement are not something that we prioritize. We think that a better metaphor for salvation is something like adoption, reconciliation, renewal, wholeness. But people came in with the, you know, blood theology of fundamentalist churches because it was a safe haven, and all of these fissures started erupting. Why aren't they singing the music that I'm used to at my church? Why aren't we singing down at the old Rugged Cross songs? You know, there was a struggle for a long time, and it was difficult. It was not easy. And so when I was just at a last meeting of the American Baptist Churches, RGR, with a church that was moved out of the American Baptist Churches of New Jersey for doing this very same thing, becoming, welcoming, and affirming. And I said to the people who were at the table talking with me, this is not going to be easy for you. It's going to be a hard road. And you're going to have to negotiate a lot of change. I'll tell you from experience, it's going to be difficult. And it has been difficult here. We have to think about the cost that's incurred whenever we make decisions that are brave. It has caused this church at times to wonder, are we enough? Our numbers are so low. I remember the first Sunday I came to visit this church in 2010, there were 35 people of you meeting in the chapel, not even in the sanctuary. There was a feeling, maybe we just can't seem to grow as big as those other churches. Maybe we're just hanging on. Maybe we're not doing enough. These are all sort of classic markers of a congregation that has gone through serious trauma, or any person who has gone through trauma has feelings of, I'm not enough. Feelings of, comparatively speaking, I wonder if I'm okay. And reminiscent of Paul's words in Romans, it has taken this church years of hardship, which have uncovered, in my mind, an amazing perseverance. People have stayed the course through decades. They have done the hard work of bringing people with different theological ideas and perspectives in and making them part of one whole family. And perseverance has built this congregation's character. We're a different congregation than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And we know we can make it through grave difficulties because we've earned that hope. Slowly, over time, as we've become aware of cracks and wounds that have been carried around with us, and as we have worked to integrate those wounds in a healthy way, we find ourselves in a bigger and fuller and richer story. We find ourselves a congregation that is wholehearted and lovely and rich with diversity and rich in ingenuity and creativity and compassion. And I am absolutely glad to be a part of it. Jesus never believed that what was imperfect should be discarded, that what was broken or hurt or cracked or fissured should be discarded. Quite the contrary, Jesus knew that we only find peace when we joyfully and hopefully and wholeheartedly, working with exactly what we have, mend those cracks with compassion and recognize ourselves, our broken selves, are not exactly from the factory floor selves as a treasure. More valuable now than we were before because we have been mended with care, carefully mended. Cracks are from use and abuse, and yet when we attend to these wounds, filling each crack with care, we persevere, more beautiful than ever before, more valuable than ever before, something unique and precious in God's sight. I came to this church in 2011 because I saw what other people around this country saw here. a beautiful Japanese bowl that had gone through much and had persevered. A bruised reed, as we know, will still play beautiful music. And the light in our torch has not gone out, nor will it, for a long, long time. So help us, God. Let's pray. We thank you, O God, for the love you shed abroad in our hearts, that renews our hope and gives us strength, that gives us the energy we need to attend to ourselves and empathetically to the needs of others, that creates in us a new thing, a more beautiful thing, even through tribulation. Amen.